It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. These are stories you might not hear on the news, but he still wants to talk about them. NCAA Men's Basketball March Madness Championship is tonight. Michigan takes on Villanova, 9:20 p.m. on TNT. A lot of actual sports stuff here, but hang in there with me. This is kind of cool. During the Las Vegas Golden Knights' final home hockey game of the season, they retired jersey number 58.
Yay, sports!
Any idea why they retired the number 58?
I don't know.
It's okay if you don't think of it top of mind, but number 58, they did that in honor of the 58 victims who died in October at that concert shooting.
So they
retired that number along with the jersey retirement. They put a banner with 58 stars and victims' names also raised in the arena. So that's,
wow.
I think it's a great tribute there. Liv the Web Girl might be interested in this. A horse named after New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski is going to run in the Kentucky Derby.
Woo! Now, I have never bet on horse racing before, but you can bet yourself that I will be betting on Gronk to win, and he will not break my heart.
I'm gonna bet on my bet for sure. I'm betting that money. Betting it. It's kind of cool. The owner of the horse said his height is the same as the Patriots star, 6'5", and the size of the horse made an appropriate name. Alex, you ever go to Saks Fifth Avenue or Lord and Taylor?
Not often, but I mean, I would love to.
Okay, well, this is good. I'm hoping you don't, because a massive data breach has hit them. The credit card and debit card information for more than 5 million shoppers is in compromise now. Hackers stole the personal info from customers who visited the stores from May of 2017 all the way through now, and already 125,000 people's personal information is up there on the dark web.
Yikes.
On the dark web. So let's say you guys know today is a very important day, right? It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Yeah.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Come on, sing the song now.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly.
Way at.
Now there he go.
Hopefully, the cool moms and dads pack their kids with a peanut butter sandwich for lunch.
Unless you're not allowed to have it. All right, Alex, I saw this. Actually, everybody on the show, we might apply for this job. If you know, Liv the Web Girl's always looking for another job. You know, it pays some good money. I don't know how much this pays, but you might like it. They're looking to hire someone who binge watches and rate their shows on Netflix.
Oh, my gosh. I need that job.
The job is for an editorial analyst who's responsible for watching, researching, rating, tagging, and writing analysis for movie and TV content. The job requires applicants to know a thing or two about TV and movies. They must also be able to summarize what they watch and be able to categorize them into specific genres.
Dream job.
No word on the exact pay, but it's got to be more, at least minimum wage, right?
Oh, I don't know. Probably a little more, not much.
How do you get that job?
I guess you go to their website and you apply. So do it. I assume you can work from anywhere. And if you're looking for some lifetime work, didn't you say before, Liv, that you were a lifeguard, or am I wrong about that?
You're wrong.
Okay, I'm wrong about that. I don't know why. I just imagine.
You seem like somebody who would be a
she
lifeguard.
She does.
I always wanted to be, but I couldn't with my dance schedule. I always got with the lifeguards at my parents' country club, though.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
You got
help,
them?
I'm drowning. Help.
Oh, man, that's the third time she's drowned this week. Okay. Well, this might be something for you if you want to go to another state, though. A nudist campground in Rhode Island is looking to hire a lifeguard.
Okay, for a nudist place.
Yep, the lifeguard must have excellent communication skills. Liv, you do that in this job, and the ability to work as part of a team. I think you can do that too. The person who gets the job can wear a swimsuit, but it's not necessary.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Clothing optional.
The campground offers swimming, hiking, volleyball, and a sauna and more. I don't know what's worse, like seeing a person that you don't want to give mouth to mouth to, but then actually seeing them naked.
Yeah, the thing is that this is a nudist colony, and usually that's going to be a bunch of blue hairs. It's not like these are hot young 20-somethings. This is going to be old people.
Okay. Did you guys see any April Fool's jokes yesterday? I saw a few, but it was, I don't know. I feel like when it's during the week, it happens a lot more.
Yeah, I think that a lot of April Fool's stuff got lost yesterday because it was also Easter.
All right. Well, some companies, did you see these? These are some things that companies tried to pull fast ones on possible customers. Google Maps went on the fun side for April Fool's Day. They had a Where's Waldo game that you could play.
That's fun. I wish I would have seen that.
I wish they would have told us, because I would have done that too. I didn't even notice that. And Waldo would pop up and kind of beckons you to find him and his friends across the globe. T-Mobile took its April Fool's inspiration. Remember the old phone they had, the Sidekick phone?
Yes.
Yes.
Love that phone.
It would flip open horizontally for access to a tiny keyboard. Well, the company bills it as the new Sidekick as the world's first smart shoe phone.
A smart shoe phone?
Listen, the laces are earphones. There's a screen on the bottom of one shoe and speakers on the other.
Okay, all right, yeah.
And
did people actually believe it?
I'm sure somebody did. I would have tried. This could have sounded like a dessert menu here. Burger King introduced the Chocolate Whopper, featuring a cake bun, flame-grilled chocolate patty, white chocolate rings, candied blood oranges, and vanilla frosting.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to pass on that. I'm glad that wasn't real.
I would have done that. So those are some of the April Fools that were out there. Some other ones were even lamer than that. And we always do this every year, but it blows my mind because I ate like nobody wanted the I got you guys Jelly Bellies, kind of like the Jolly Rancher flavors. You said you already had some, so I kind of ate that whole bag over the weekend. But here's how much exercise it'll take to burn off some of the Easter treats that you might have. 15 minutes of cardio to burn off just one of those cream eggs. Like, MYK loves those cream eggs.
Good grief.
171 calories. You're going to do cardio for that long?
No.
Let's see here. The chocolate bunny, just a regular kind of, I guess, like not a huge gigantic, but just the standard,
a
maybe
normal one.
6 or 8 inches. Yeah. That would be two spin classes. You'd have to do two complete spin classes.
You're ruining Easter for us.
I'm just letting you know what you're walking into on a Monday. Okay. Mini eggs. I'm looking at producer MYK. He loves those.
Okay.
One 445 calorie bag of mini eggs burns off after about an hour of doing like those kettlebell classes where you swing them up and down and going all around. You gotta do that crap for a whole hour.
That's it. Just an hour. It's worth
it. Jeez. I don't know. I eat so. What did you guys eat? Because I ate about half my 1 pound chocolate bunny, Reese's bunny.
The only candy I got was from you, so I'm so thankful that you got us candy
because
I ate all that yesterday. Yeah, I didn't get any candy from my parents. I got some other stuff, but I didn't get any candy, so I enjoyed the candy from you.
Okay, that's crazy. And the final story here I'll get to for Joe's Need to Know News. Liv, once again, I think you're going to be happy to hear this.
Okay.
It's rough to be a clown nowadays. The Ringling Brothers, which was the largest circus, employed a big number of clowns recently, closed. And McDonald's has terminated its regional Ronald McDonald program to focus on a centralized program, which means less jobs for clowns. They're still doing it, but they're doing it more regional.
No.
Then there's a fear, obviously a rise in fear of clowns thanks to the movie It. So clowns are saying now it's even harder to perform, and it's hard to get a job and actual people to pay. So are you happy about that news?
No, I actually feel so bad for all the clowns.
Oh, me too.
Sad.
They need jobs.
I know. All of their animal balloon making talents are wasted.
So wasted.
I can't believe this. I really thought that, honestly, you'd be like so happy about this.
People are tweeting us and saying that the Where's Waldo game is still on Google Maps.
Okay, we gotta go. Okay, that's Joe's Need to Know News.
Yay!